Issuance number 22, the ripe old-ass age of 42. But I'm 45 now. Throughout my life, I've been viewed, by me, as a walking bowl of inconsistencies. I change my mind on things often. I make quick decisions and then suddenly realize I should have made another one. You know, the usual suspects that shape you into what you become. It has been the story of my life for decades now. A few years ago, at the ripe old ass age of 42, is when I started thinking more about being focus-driven and the beauty in being consistent with my actions. Well, let me scratch that. There are three things that I can say I've been consistent with. My marriage to T, which is 14 years now, my phone number, which I've had for 18 years, and my writing, which is probably a strong 30 years in counting. Everything else was thrown out of the window, I guess. And you know what? I don't even know where that came from. The inconsistency. I heard someone say a long time ago, you're consistent with the things you're in love with because you don't want to lose them. Everything else is just a brief passionate affair expecting to end on high notes. And she was right. To quote a phrase from Mad Men, one of my favorite shows of all time, I'm only in love with the beginning of things. And in retrospect, I used to be cool with that until the ripe old ass age of 42. So after talking with my psychic medium last week, if you haven't read or listened to that article, click below. I once again began to reevaluate what I need to be consistent with in my life. The three things I mentioned earlier were a constant: T, my phone number, and writing. There's nothing changing those. It was everything else around it I began to question. What do I love to do? What can I put to the side? What can I get rid of altogether? What can I add? And most importantly, what can I be consistent with that will make my life better? All valid questions in my mind. But these are questions I don't have answers for right now because I have to live in order to understand what brings value and what doesn't. I'll keep you posted. Like, for instance, I've been trying out this new routine. I wake up, use the bathroom, do 20 plus push-ups, drink a small cup of water, write my thoughts on my Kindle Scribe, which, by the way, it is a game changer for writing and reading, and meditate for 10 minutes. The entire process takes about 20 minutes of my morning, and I've been doing it a little over a week now, but oh man, it has made a difference in my mornings. Like, for real. I don't have a goal or anything to achieve with doing this. It's simply because I want to start my day feeling good mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. I'll keep you posted on how it continues to go. So, yeah, consistency. It's never too late to start having some, as long as it adds value to your life in some way, shape, or form. Keep going, people. Positive words of the day. Have a reason to start your day off right. Even if it's the smallest thing, like putting on your favorite pair of shoes. Enjoy the start because it can dictate the end. For more insight, as well as other cool little things, be sure to visit my website. It's aroom.substack.com, and it's spelled aroom.substack.com. Also, check out my creative site at ingolio.com. Thank you for listening.